Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't even talked about the unbelievable Mizzou basketball game last night, but I have another story surrounding that to share after 4 o'clock before Sue's news. And Sue, remember the adage, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night. We got a lot of gloom of night lately with the sun, you know, popping down so early. Stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. That's the United States Postal Service. Now, I want to make it clear here when we talk about this topic, I'm not targeting, you know, the mail carriers out there. Ain't their fault, right? They're doing their best. I go to the post office in Fenton a lot and in Valley Park, and those folks are great. I had to go there to track down Jennings present last week. But people are not getting their mail, and I have some experience with this that goes back to last March when I sent a package. Some of you might remember the story to Minneapolis. My wife was doing some work up there, and it literally took 3 weeks, and it was stuck here. We could pull up the tracking.
And watch
we knew it was
sit.
Up in Hazelwood, right? And we just couldn't go get it. So the story, and you say you got some friends reacting to this too. Residents, this is the STL Today story right now. Residents across the St. Louis area reporting empty mailboxes, seldom seen letter carriers, and other issues with mail delivery since the storm. Now, I've gotten mail, I think we missed it maybe 3 days last week, but they seemingly have been coming ever since Thursday or so.
I was probably didn't have it for 6 to 7 days, but this week it started up.
Well, and you're in the city, and that's, you know, a little hard to...
Yeah, because our streets aren't plowed.
But in the city, they have... You still have to walk, right? The postal carriers walk from door to door.
Uh-huh. They do. Well, my friend is in Kirkwood, and she says, I've got nothing.
Well, there's
for
someone...
For 10 days.
Yeah, this someone quoted in the STL Today story from Kirkwood, Sue Hommuller says, I haven't seen a U.S. mail truck in 2.5 weeks now. I don't know what the heck they're doing.
She doesn't either. Yeah, that's what Jen said. She's like, what is happening? 10 days? She said, you can get up my driveway, my, you know, it's clear to my porch. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
That seems like a really, really long extended period. In the local paper story, they say that some of the mail carriers, and you understand this for a couple of days, some of the mail carriers couldn't even make it to work
well,
after the storm.
I get that.
And you have trucks that couldn't get out of downtown. I guess they have a processing plant, and right after the storm, they couldn't even get out of the processing plant, the mail trucks. So that So this was one of those things that was a culmination of a lot of different factors, I think. But this kind of leads me down the path of, I don't know if something might happen here with DOGE or whatever else happens with the administration. But we now know, and I think it's pretty clear, we don't need the mail to be delivered every day. I know we're used to that and everything, but how about we just do 5 days a week or something like that? Maybe we do 4 days a week.
Well,
because why do we need the mail every day? We're not getting it every day anyway.
Well, that's probably true. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. I will say that even on the days we weren't getting mail, near the end of those days, in other words, the 5 and 6 days where we weren't getting mail, the early ones, nothing. But near the end, they were stopping mail trucks and delivering packages.
Okay,
just
so,
nothing mail
right.
related. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it's just me, but let's just talk about the mail, the stuff that goes in the mailbox, not the packages,
okay.
Right? What do you get in the mail that you need? Like, well, the only thing I get are bills that I haven't said should be paperless, you know, so all of those. And, of course, then I get solicitations. I got Christmas cards from people, but outside of that, I don't get any mail that's valuable.
But if you send off for, let's say you want a new, I read on Nextdoor, you know how people are there.
Oh, my God, don't get me started on Nextdoor. That's the most annoying thing.
It is, but this woman was waiting for her driver's license, which she had renewed. And two had been lost in the mail. She was waiting for her third, and she has a trip next week.
Oops.
So, of course, the mail hasn't shown up.
Yeah, that's bad.
And that, so there are some items that you still need.
No, I know that, but I mean,
your
for the most part,
or something.
When you go into the mail, you grab a thick bunch of, you know,
nothing.
Campaign literature and, you know, some flyers and stuff like that. Every once in a while, I might be surprised. And then I get something from the IRS. I'm always thrilled about that piece of mail, right?
Yeah.
So I'd rather not have that. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. And there's a lot of people that are complaining right now, understandably so. And I get it because I had that frustration a year ago with the package. And then, you know, Jennings' package took about 10 days to get there. Now, that was somewhat on us because we mailed it 3 days before Christmas, 4 days.
Well,
and I knew it probably wouldn't get there on Christmas Eve, but it didn't get there till 9 days after Christmas Eve.
I just had, I ordered address labels. Okay, that's nice. They went to Arizona, to Minnesota. I mean, they went all over the place. You know how they give you the, here's where it's been.
You mean
Yes.
Like a little sticker
just
that has your address?
Just stickers with the address on it. And they've been all over America, and they just arrived. I think they were out for 2.5 to 3 weeks.
That's nuts.
So there's it's not just that.
Yeah,
it's all kinds of...
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crazy stuff.
Speaking of crazy stuff, I mentioned they're really, I would say, these firefighters, as much as everything went wrong a week ago, these crews are doing an amazing job because there are fires that are popping up and they're exterminating them. These winds are really brutal this afternoon. The good news is they're going to quiet down in a couple hours and maybe really, really quiet down, but they're facing 60 to 70 mile per hour gusts, sustained winds in the 40s for sure when I was listening to some of the coverage out there earlier today. And you know who's out on the front lines of some of this? I think we're going to see more of this. Jay Leno. Usually when you see Jay Leno, you see him beat up because he fell down a hill or something like that. Like, the poor guy's had two instances in the last year where he's been severely injured, right?
He has, and he's taking care of his wife, who's got some issues
right
now. So Jay Leno's got a lot on his plate.
Well, but he's out there trying to serve meals and help out.
Well, it's so odd because it's 80 degrees. It's a beautiful day. I mean, to have hell and paradise within just a few feet of each other. You know, I mean, you think of Malibu, they name cars after it and perfumes and, oh, it's the sexy people. And now it's like a charred rubble.
Now, he really did hand out a lot of, you know, accolades to and praise for the L.A. Fire Department.
You know, I think the L.A. Fire Department is probably the best in the world. It's like a military. You know, I was at in Afghanistan, Bagram Air Force Base. It looked like that. You pull in kind of a hospital area here. Men in tents sleeping over there, men and women doing things over here. I mean, they're doing it. They're coordinating with helicopters, and it's a really a military operation on the biggest scale. It's pretty amazing to watch.
You know, he's right about that, and that was the sense that I had. I kind of tried to relate some of this on Monday because I'm not lying, I've been addicted to this stuff, and, you know, we've been talking about it on the air, and I have friends out there. So Friday night into much of the weekend, I was monitoring Fox 11, which I have on my YouTube TV feed, and they cover some other things. Like today, they were showing some of the Rubio hearings. But what I was watching in particular, Sue, what they were doing on Saturday with these drops, with the retardant, and with battling some fires that were getting out of control. It was really impressive. And my guess would be a lot of these firefighters are just as hacked off as everyone else, that they were put in a situation a week ago where they couldn't help people and save homes. One more cut here from Jay Leno.
Tell jokes and raise money for a cause, that's fine. I'm not a, you know, you talk to these guys and they're like, every guy looks like the guy in the brawny paper towel ad. Hi, Jay. And they shake your hand. The guy broke my hand. These are like men, and it just makes me laugh. So what can I do? I'm like the cook in the old gun, you know, the sort of wagon train movies. You know, that's me. I'm just helping out and trying to do what I can and just have fun. And they're so grateful. And, you know, the great thing is I haven't heard a political discussion for the last.
That's good.
Nobody's blaming this or that. They're fighting a fire. These guys have no opinion. I'm sure they have opinions, but it's not a blame game at this point.
Yeah.
I like that. I like Jalen. I always liked him, you know, maybe long for the days when the late night comedians weren't just doing politics. And he was always good and he had good guests. But obviously that was a different time. And then I didn't play this yesterday. This would have been a strong qualifier for audio cut of the day. Did you hear Kamala yesterday trying to encourage people? We're going to miss this, Sue. I hope she still has a presence after Monday, right?
And so it's critically important that to the extent you can find anything that gives you an ability to be patient in this extremely dangerous and unprecedented crisis.
She is overwhelmingly helpful, especially in times like this, I must say. Sue's News coming up after the top of the hour. Andrew Bailey at 5:07.
Get more at 971talk.com.